Granny Zebner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are breathing easier now that they've found a new identity for the little 12-year-old girl they have befriended. As far as Pine Ridge is concerned, she is now Lum's niece from Wisconsin, rather than Ellie Connors, who escaped from a reform school nearly 2 weeks ago. As we look into the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store and library. Abner is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Yes, Mom? A can of coffee, or a sack of coffee. Oh, sure, the points is off of it now. Yeah, but most of it comes in sacks. Why, sure, we got plenty left.
Here's a curious thing, Abner.
Anything else now, Miss Barton?
Now that folks can get all the coffee they want again, they don't appear to want it so bad no more.
All right. Well, fine, Miss Barton. This afternoon, I reckon we can get it over there to you. Mom? Oh, Mary's just fine, thank you. Yes, Mom. All right. Much obliged. Goodbye.
Did she ask about Mary?
Doggies, I couldn't think who she's talking about for a minute, though. You know, I just keep forgetting that Ellie's name is Mary now that she's supposed to be your niece, Mom.
Well, that's something you better practice to where you don't forget it no more.
Oh, well, now, I'll get on to it all right.
You have to forget and call her Ellie one of these days, they'd know for sure who she is.
I won't forget. I ain't as ignorant as I appear to be. Whereabouts is Mary at now, Mom?
Send her outside.
Outside?
Yeah, when she's in the store, she thinks she's got to work all the time.
Oh.
Feared folks will get suspicious about that.
Yeah.
Ain't natural for a 12-year-old youngin' to want to work that way.
Why, of course it ain't. You know, Lum, she reminds me a little bit of Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Yes, sir. Someday she's gonna make some feller a good woman. That is, when she gets stout enough to handle an axe and do field work, she will.
She didn't want to go a while ago, but that little Blevins girl come along, so I give both of them some money and send them down to the drugstore to get a dish of ice cream. That is, if Ed's got any in today.
Well, that was thoughty. I doggies, you know, the folks are sure taking to Ellie, Mary, ain't they?
Oh, yeah. I believe it's doing her a lot of good, too, you know. Seems like her face don't look so little and pinched or something.
No.
It did when we first seen her.
Oh, yeah, she's starting to look like a different youngin', ain't no doubts about that.
Of course, there's one thing she's got to get over, and that's looking so scared and acting suspicious every time Uncle Henry Lunsford comes around.
Oh, just scares a young one to death.
Oh, she's going to give herself dead away if she ain't careful.
And that Uncle Henry, he takes that town marshal job of his so serious that he's suspicious everybody he sees, just on general principles.
Yeah, but I don't believe Uncle Henry expects nothing. Leastways, he don't act that way.
Well, I sure hope he don't. I tell you, Lum, maybe we oughtn't let her run around alone too much, though. Special places where she might bump into Uncle Henry and start talking to him and give herself away.
I ain't much worried about that no more. Nearsighted as he is and all.
Yeah.
Besides, I want her to get out as much as possible. Special with young folks her age.
Yeah. Well, I'll admit that's a good idea, but wait a minute. There comes Cedric up out there.
Cedric?
Yeah, right there, coming in.
What's he doing over here this time of day?
No telling.
I reckon he's got fired off his job at the defense plant.
I don't know why he's here. Nothing about it.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Yeah, hello, Cedric.
Hi, doggies, you look awful happy for a feller's just been fired.
Fired? I ain't been fired.
Well, Lum said you was.
I never know such a
you
thing.
You did, done it, Lum.
Just ask how come Cedric wasn't at the plant now.
That's because I got premoted again.
Premoted? Did you show enough, sir?
Yes, Mom. I got premoted back to my old job on the graveyard shift.
Oh. Well, law me, that ain't much of a premotion, is it?
Yeah, you're sort of advancing backwards that way, sir.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know I'm proud to get back to working all night long again. I don't like that daytime work.
Well, why don't you like it, Teddy?
Well, I keep falling asleep all the time.
Couldn't keep awake, huh?
No, Mom, couldn't do that neither.
Well, I don't reckon you can do your best work when you're asleep. That is, not your level best, anyway. Of course, it might not make much difference in your case, Cedric.
No more. Say, is that little girl nephew still staying with you fellas?
Mary, you mean?
Yeah, she's still here. Visiting. That reminds me, Cedric, as long as you ain't working days now, maybe you can sort of take her around and introduce her to some of the other youngs.
Yeah, that's a good thing for you to do, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, but I don't much think I'd like that much. I don't think hardly.
Well, why wouldn't you, Cedric?
Oh, I don't know.
Huh?
She ain't but 12-year-old. I'm too grown up of a boy for nothing like that.
Now, it ain't gonna hurt you one bit in the world, Cedric.
Of course not. You can just act like she's your little sister. Be a big brother to her.
Yeah, be a brother. That's it, Cedric.
How can I be a brother? I ain't even married. That ain't got nothing to do with it, though, has it?
Why, of course it ain't.
Well, anyways, talking to them youngins bores me something terrible. Growed up business feller like me.
Yeah, you ain't so growed up, Cedric.
I am too growed up. Papa says I'm even overgrown.
He does, huh?
Yes, well. Special for my age, he says.
Well, I still think if you'd wait a minute, I know there comes Mary right now. This will be a good chance for her and you to get better acquainted, too, Cedric.
Well, I have to be going, I think.
No, you don't. Now, you stay right there, Cedric. Just stay right there. Bound you ain't got a thing in the world to do.
Well, I ain't even checked in at the pinball machine today yet.
Ed, you don't have to. Well, hello, Mary.
Hello.
Did you get your ice cream all right, sis?
Uh-huh. Strawberry, and I had chocolate stuff on it. Oh. Hello, Cedric.
Hello.
Is that all you're going to say, Cedric?
Goodbye.
Huh?
I'll see you fellas later.
Cedric, you come back there.
Yeah, you ain't leaving yet, Cedric. Mary, Cedric here said he'd love to sort of show you around the town.
He did?
Yeah, play games with you, Mary.
Play games?
That's what he said, Mary. So why don't him and you just, go somewhere and get better acquainted with one another?
Well, gee, I think I better get to work.
Now, listen here, young lady. You can get that idea right out of your mind. There ain't a speck of work that you have to do. Now, run along with Cedric and enjoy yourself.
Well, if you want me to.
Of course we do. Now, run along.
Go on, Cedric. Don't look that away there. Stand there twisting and squirming that away. Go on.
All right. Doggone it anyway.
Cedric.
Oh, we'll see you youngins when you get back. Now, go ahead and have a good time.
Yes, yeah, so long.
So long.
Well, go on, Cedric. You holler.
Well, I'm going. Go on.
Well, here we are.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello.
What part of the town is nice? I mean, whereabouts do you want to show me around to?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what part of the town do you like best?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what would you like to do?
I don't know.
You're funny. Is that all you know how to say?
No, Mom. I can say a lot of stuff. I'm a big grown-up businessman, a fella.
Well, what else can you say, then?
Oh, I don't know.
What kind of games was it you wanted to play?
I don't want to play no games of no kind, I don't think.
Oh. Well, maybe I could think up an awful easy one for you.
I don't know how to play many games except the pinball machine.
Oh.
That's all I can play. I can't catch on to none of them other ones very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, shall we just talk about stuff then? You know, like life and things?
I reckon so. I don't know.
We can talk about the war. All the grown-ups do, I know. It's awful interesting, too. I seen in the newspaper this morning where the Russians was doing awful good, making advancements and all that. Did you know that, Cedric?
Did I know what?
I mean, about the Russians and the war.
Oh. What kind of a war are they in?
What? Gee, don't you read the newspapers?
Yes, Mom. Every day. Dick Tracy, are you? Do you think Miss Pruneface is very pretty?
Who's Mrs. Pruneface?
Oh, the woman with the whip. Don't you know nothing?
No. Well, maybe we can talk about books. Have you read any of them?
Well, Mr. Abner read me one once about Pinky Winky the Rabbit. I liked it a little bit. Not much, though, I don't think. Reading's too hard.
Well, I'll bet you I know some books you'd like. They're about detectives and stuff. I took them out of the library when Uncle Lum wasn't looking because he wouldn't want me to read them. And one of them's name is... Oh, gee, I can't think of it now.
Well, I don't want to read nothing, though. Reading always has too many words in it.
Oh, I know now. No, you like this, too. It's Alice Jimmy Valentine.
Who?
Alice Jimmy Valentine. Come on, Pepe.
Where are we going?
I hid them around back of the store. Let's go around there and find them.
Oh, I don't want to find them.
Oh, come on. This would be fun, said Richard. Oh. You'd like it.
Excuse me a minute, Miss Merrill. I've got to run back to the store. I forgot something, I think.
Oh, well, all right, Cedric. But you hurry back now. I'll be trying to think up something easier for it to do.
This wall? Hey, Mr. Abner. Mr. Long.
What is it, Cedric? I thought you and Mary was going somewhere.
Well, I ain't going to do it. This kid stuff's went too far.
Went too far?
Yes, Mom, I've done everything I could study up to entertain her, but now you know what she wants to do?
No, what, Cedric?
She wants me to play hide-and-seek with a couple of little kids named Alice and Jimmy Valentine.